This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It is 7:44. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning. A very good morning to Lieutenant Colonel Ayal Dror. Thank you for joining us this Friday morning. Big news. It's a big story about Israel warning Donald Trump that there is an assassination plot. What do we know about this?
So, Boker Tov, like everything that's connected to intelligence, there is much that we don't know that then we know. But according to the research, Israel, the Israeli intelligence, probably the Mossad, got some information about the plan about assassination of President Trump. I remind you that this is the second time, because I think a year ago it was published by Trump himself, President Trump himself, that the Iranian government tried to assassinate him once. What we understand from that is this terror organization, terror country, will not stop. And we understand that from their point of view, and this is what my claim, they're using the ceasefire not to bring peace to the people, not to try to rebuild a country. They are using every minute in order to try to destroy everything that, from their point of view, is aiming them. President Trump, although I have a lot of criticism about the last agreement with him, from their point of view, is a threat. Is the one that I remind you in the first condition make the sanction with make them some hard life, and now he is leading. Well, I don't know exactly what is going on in the last weeks, but he is leading a coalition with Israel, with some of the Arab countries, against the Iranian government. From their point of view, from their analysis, he is the one that can make that this government will fall down if he will continue to do what he started to do and unfortunately stopped. So from their point of view, is a threat. Now, do you remember any time other in history that they tried that it was like a country trying to assassinate a leader of the Western world? Well, I don't remember that happened in like 20, 30, 40 years. It's a threat. It's a threat. It, for me, it emphasized their twisted thoughts. And I hope that President Trump, which we know by his personality, taking everything in person, will take it as again in person. We heard some of these words about in his last statement about how he called them and how he
yes when he called them scum and do you think that was after he already had this information? It would make sense because his reaction was quite extreme.
His reaction was exactly like we can expect from President Trump. You know, it's not politically correct. He said what he failed to say, and probably it was like a couple of hours or the days after he got this information.
The strange thing is that it hardly comes as a surprise. You know, they are chanting death to America, death to Trump, death to Israel. Nobody should be shocked by this.
Yeah. What I'm always say, if a person says, I want to kill you, you should believe it. And, you know, that putting a lot of efforts, and they're doing that. So why you will be surprised. The only people that will be surprised probably are the guys, you know, sitting with their suits and ties where, I don't know, in somewhere in Europe and still trying to convince themselves that the Iranian government is moderate, etc. You know, those naive people. But you shouldn't be surprised. And for your own sake, you should believe it and take all the actions in order to prevent them. Because when they are, like you said, by yourself, when they are shooting death to America, they are truly mean that. Mm. It was just published, I don't know if you saw it, like a couple of days ago after the Mondial. It was in New York. One of the Muslim people there said, we are going to conquer the U.S. So I encourage the American people, start to
take
believe
that seriously.
This is the plan. This is what they are doing to do.
The fact
and they
that,
have time.
The fact that the president flew back not in his new aircraft gifted by Qatar, but in his old aircraft, what does that tell us?
Maybe that he's thinking or taking under consideration, you know, when the Qatarian gave him the airplane, if I will want to speak about like an intelligence or conspiracy, okay, they gave him an airplane. I remind you that it was published that Qatar itself was behind the ceasefire agreement, although the Iranian attacked them. They were behind the scene of the ceasefire agreement between U.S. and Iran. I mean that they are involved. Everything in the world that there is something bad, you will find the Qatarians. So I don't know what was in this gift and what devices they planned there. I do believe that probably his people thinks that it is better and more safer to fly in Air Force One and not with this Qatarian fake gift. And again, like I said, the Qatarian, well, if they are giving you a gift, start to suspect. They want to buy you or they want to cheat you. Nothing goes with free with those people. And again, I hope that what he got is in intel will give him now the clue to think again about the meaning of the ceasefire, the meaning of negotiation. We all understand that it is nonsense, that there is nothing there, and everything is like buying time for the Iranian government. And again, time for them in their situation is basically the most important thing that they need, even more than the dollars that they will probably get. So I hope that it will be a lesson to President Trump and to his vice president, because we all know that Ricky Rubio was against it and his vice president was with that. So I do hope and pray that they will finally understand that with those people, you don't want to make a deal. It doesn't work like that.
Right. So the fact is that that there is conflict again. It seems as though the MOU or gave Iran enough rope to hang itself. Does this continue to escalate in your view, or I mean, is the MOU really over, or is that just again Donald Trump's way of maybe being a bit dramatic?
So again, we both understand that you cannot predict President Trump. And his latest announcement about is probably over, but today he was talking about diplomacy continues. Unfortunately, with those guys, there is only one way to react, and it is power and much power. And if I may suggest President Trump, I recently wrote an article about Hezbollah, and I offered the solution, and the solution is the same. Power is good. You have to do it. You have to use it. However, you have to treat it within a holistic way. I think that the U.S. in their next round, hopefully it will come soon, will not just say, okay, we are going to eliminate the commanders or the heads of the Iranian. They will break the economy of Iran. They will break their infrastructure. Now, not because it's hurting the civilians. The civilians in those countries are hurt anyhow. And when it will be a normal government there, the world will be happy to put its money to rebuild it. But if you want to destroy this government, you need to take from them everything, not just the military power, the political power, the civilian power, the economic, everything. And I hope that now, after we saw what we have seen, after we've seen the provocation that the Iranian are doing with this almost straight, I remind you something that maybe the world forgot. In February 15th, it was open, and now the Iranian is going to negotiate it. So the situation is worse than it was before. If it was like that, it means that the Iranian had the self-confidence that they can play with the Americans about that. So I think that now it's the time to take a brave decision to create, and this is the role of diplomacy, to create a real coalition with the Arab countries without getting or letting Qatar to destroy. And we got maybe first signs. I remind you that yesterday it was some bombs in Iran, and according to the news, it wasn't American. Some said it was Kuwait. Some said it was the Emirates. So maybe even them, for them, they are now starting to understand that you cannot go to the funeral of Khamenei and to say to them, okay, you are the boss. No, this is not the way. I hope that now the diplomacy will create this coalition with the Arab countries in the Gulf, with Israel, with the Western world, and when they will hit, it will be the final hit, not just again a round which will take some position, which will eliminate some people, which will cause them some damages, that we understand that in the end of the day, this is not the collapse of the regime. I think that the goal must be clear. The Iranian government, the Iranian terror regime,
yes,
going to be the end. That's all. When you will have this goal around your face, loud and clear, you will know how to do that.
It's very clear to me that Iran is still very cognizant of the fact that Israel is not yet involved. They haven't, I mean, they fired at Jordan and Kuwait and Qatar, Bahrain, but hasn't fired at, hasn't launched anything at Israel to date. That indicates that either they don't want, I mean, they clearly don't want Israel involved. What does that tell us?
So I think that, you know, there is now the clashes between Iran and the U.S. Israel yet is not in the picture yet. I think that the Iranian realize that in order to put pressure on the U.S., they are better for them to shoot to the Gulf countries. Why? First of all, it's cheaper. You don't need the long-range missiles, first. Second, the consequences will be worse because the self-defense system or the air defense system of those countries is weak. Third, it's hitting American soldiers or American infrastructure with influence immediately in the U.S. And fourth, maybe this is the most important, when you are attacking Kuwait, okay, so if they will try to react, okay, who cares? It is not with the power of Israel. They know that if they will attack Israel, Israel will react. And I remind you that we still have like an open bill with the Iranian. I remind you that like 2.5 weeks ago, when Israel attacked Beirut, the Iranian shot a missile towards Israel. It was like 12 hours that Israel shot, and they, so from our point of view, it's still an open bill. Okay, you mess with us, we didn't forget it yet. So I think that from the Iranian interest now, if they want to push the U.S., they don't want that Israel will be involved. And so this is how they analyze the situation. The Americans now doing some trouble. The Americans now, I don't know, shooting or bombing them. Okay, let's put pressure on America when it hurt to America. If they are shooting to Israel, well, it doesn't hurt to America.
Yeah, it's really quite remarkable. Do you think that that Israel is simply waiting for the United States' go-ahead to get involved, or Israel would still prefer to sit out at this point?
So I do believe that, like I said before, I think that now it's the time. After, okay, the American tried to go to diplomacy, okay? We have the diplomacy from the middle of April. We are now in the middle of July, 3 months. You will tell me if something happened in a positive way with the diplomacy, in my opinion, nothing. So the American now, if I understand correct, may be trying to rebuild everything or the coalition again. I think that Israel and the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the head of the army, the Ramatkal, they said that we are monitoring and we are willing in seconds to come back to the war. So Israel is ready. Israel is prepared. Israel took this time, you know, to find another targets in Iran and to continue to prepare. What I do believe that should happen that we cannot allow ourselves to enter again only for, like, you know, 30 days that we are shooting, they are shooting, we are shooting, they are shooting.
Yeah.
This is not, Israel is now trying to recover, you know, in the north now. Finally, we are starting to see tourists, Israeli, not from outside, but Israelis are coming to the north. The north is trying to rebuild itself. Tel Aviv, I was just yesterday, so the bars and the coffee shops, everything is full. Israel is recovering. If you are asking us, I'm talking about the Prime Minister of Israel, if you are asking us, the civilians, the Israelis, go back to the shelter and to ruin our summer vacation, we are willing to pay the price. But we need to understand that this is the final round, not like another round. And it's a huge difference between that. So the IDF is ready. I do believe that the politician, before they are shooting one bullet, they have to understand what is the goal. And like I said before, the goal must be we are going to eliminate and change regime. This must be the goal.
Absolutely. Really, really well said. And I think you captured what certainly what many Israelis must be feeling. Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, he is the founder commander of the Good Neighbor Project, bringing us the Israel Report this morning.
Owning properties. That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.